Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Batts reaches second base with a double. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Batts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Batts reaches second base with a double. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Zaldak reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards first. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Hitchcock reaches third base with a triple. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tex Houston now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards right. Mealy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mealy. Keltner scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.